I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Fall ball ended a few weeks ago, and I'm feeling a little sorry for myself. Weather here in central Illinois was great this fall ball season. I've never understood why so many players drop out of softball when the regular season ends. They don't mind playing in 95-degree temperatures in the summer, but they quit when the temperature drops into the 70s. I'm much more comfortable playing in the fall than in the summer. Well, okay, sometimes it gets nasty in the fall, especially if you have a few rainouts and the games get pushed back into November. I've played more than one fall ball game in the snow. But this year, we didn't have a single cold night the entire season. During the regular season, several players from my team and a few other teams in my league met at one of the local parks at noon on Sundays for some batting practice and a game. We've had as many as 28 people show up for our practice Sunday sessions. We'd all hit a bucket or two of balls, then we chose up sides and played about 5 innings of softball. Everybody who showed up played. We put everybody in the lineup, and with 14 players on each team, it got a little crowded in the outfield. When the regular season ended, our Sunday practice attendance dropped to about half of what it had been during the season. They quit playing league ball, they quit practicing. We still chose up sides for a game, but we had to use some special rules with so few players. Right field was a foul ball, pitcher's hand was out, and the batting team supplied the catcher. Now that fall ball has ended, and the temperature has dropped to the low 50s and the cold winds have picked up, our attendance continues to drop on Sunday afternoons. It was cold and windy this past weekend, and just 4 hardy souls showed up for practice. But we were still able to play a game, sort of, with a pitcher, 2 outfielders, and all kinds of weird rules. It was a little like home run derby, only with singles, doubles, and triples thrown in, too. I thought last week would be the end of it for us. But now the weather report has perked me up. It's supposed to be warmer again this weekend, up to the mid-60s. Maybe I'll send out one more call for a final weekend session. If nobody else shows up, I'll toss up some balls and hit them into the outfield as hard as I can, and then I'll chase them down and hit them back up towards home plate. Then I'll come home and put all my softball equipment away until April. Sometimes I wonder why I live up north. I hate winter. I hate being cold. I hate walking through frozen slush. I hate driving on icy, slick roads. And I hate giving up softball for almost half a year. On the other hand, I've spent Christmas down south and had a hard time handling 80 degrees on Christmas Day. No dashing through the snow in any kind of sleigh or finding a corncob pipe for Frosty. And hearing Bing Crosby singing about a white Christmas just made me feel like I was on a different planet. Okay, so my ideal weather is 75 degrees year-round, except for a freak snowstorm on Christmas Eve. And what do I want for Christmas? I don't know. Pass me that softball catalog, will you? Thanks for listening. Please check out my softball articles at slowpitchbook.com. Slowpitchbook, all one word, .com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.